Have you ever had one of those moments where you feel stuck? Well, this is exactly the moment we find the people of God on the shores of the Red Sea. Behind them is the Egyptian army. In front of them is a massive sea of water. Water, water everywhere. So let's head in your Bible to Exodus chapter 14 and learn how to stand firm when life stretches us. So have you ever been in a situation where God seems to say, "Don't run, don't panic, just stand here and trust me for a moment"? Oh man, maybe you're there right now, a tough conversation with a friend that can't be avoided. Or maybe you've got a really big decision that seems impossible. You look behind you and you feel pressure. You look ahead and all you see is obstacles. Well, in Exodus chapter 14, the Israelites find themselves in this exact situation. After escaping slavery in Egypt, they arrive at the edge of the Red Sea. Behind them is Pharaoh's army. In front of them is a giant wall of water. There seemed to be no way out. The people are scared, but Moses tells them in verse 13, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today." So think about this moment. The sea is still there, right in front of them. The army is still coming. They're right behind them. Nothing has changed. Before anything happens, God tells his people to stand firm. Then God tells Moses to stretch out his hand over the sea. The whole night, God sends a strong wind that parts the waters. A path is created on dry ground and the Israelites walk through safely. In the morning when the Egyptian army tries to follow, Moses stretches out his hand once more and the waters return, ending the pursuit. Often in our lives, we want God to remove the obstacle first. We want the waters to part, the problem to disappear, the answers to arrive, then we'll trust God. But God often works in the opposite order. God doesn't always explain the process. He invites us to trust him and be stretched through his work. So how are you being stretched today? Is there something going on at home or with your friends? Is there a big question that you're struggling to answer? Maybe God is stretching you to build your faith. The good news of the gospel is that God is with us before the miracle, during the struggle, and God is with us after the victory. We never face the tough moments of life by ourselves. Remember that when you can't see a way forward, you can still trust God. God stretches us every day to stand firm and trust God each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.